Hey, welcome in. I am Mia.
And I am Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day. 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? One meal a week, just yours. Solo lunch, on purpose.
Let's get into it. All right, so I did something a little weird last Tuesday.
Weird how? Weird by your standards or weird by general human standards?
Both. I ate lunch alone, on purpose, at a restaurant.
Okay, that is not weird. People do that all the time.
Yeah, but I am not those people. I am the person who has not eaten alone at a restaurant since maybe 2019.
Why not? What has been stopping you?
Because every time someone suggests lunch, I say yes. Every time. Group lunch is the default in our office. You skip it and people ask, "Are you okay?"
That is a lot of pressure.
It is. And on Tuesday, I was already tired before noon. I had a long call about a project issue, then a quick catch-up with my boss, then a planning meeting that ran over. So by 11:45, I just sat at my desk and thought, I cannot do it today.
So what changed last Tuesday?
Honestly, my back hurt from sitting at my desk. That is what changed. My back said, get up and walk somewhere quiet or I will punish you for the rest of the week.
The back has spoken.
The back has spoken. So I told the team I had a call at 1. I did not have a call at 1. And I walked to the ramen place around the corner, the one with the green awning. It is maybe a 4-minute walk, but I took it slow because I did not want to arrive sweaty.
That is a very reasonable walk.
Right. And when I got there, there were maybe 4 other people eating alone in there, all looking at their phones. So I sat down at a small table by the window. I put my bag on the chair next to me so nobody would sit there.
Defensive table setup.
Defensive table setup. And I did not pull out my phone. That was the rule. I ordered 1 bowl, regular size, no egg. I just sat there.
And then what happened?
And here is the thing I did not expect. The bowl arrived. I picked up the chopsticks. And for about 15 minutes, nothing happened. Nobody needed me to react to anything. Nobody was telling a story. Nobody was waiting for me to say, oh my God, totally. I just ate. The broth was salty in a good way. The noodles had the right bite. I noticed the steam coming off the bowl.
Wow, that sounds peaceful.
It was. But it also felt a little weird at first. Like I kept glancing around, almost expecting someone to ask me why I was sitting alone. Nobody asked. Nobody cared.
Right. Because adults do not actually do that.
Right. We make up these audiences in our heads. I made up an entire jury in my head, and the jury was very concerned about me eating ramen by myself.
How long did you sit there?
Maybe 35 minutes. I ate slow. I watched the chef make someone else's gyoza. I drank the soup all the way to the bottom, which I never do in a group.
Why do you skip the last sip in a group?
Because someone is always ready to order the check. The pace of a group lunch is not yours. You eat fast. You skip the last sip. You say, I am full when you are not.
That is kind of sad.
It is. But the funny part is, I had not realized how much I missed eating at my own speed until I did it. It is like I had been spending every lunch hour performing, I am a fun coworker who is easy to grab lunch with, and the performance was tiring me out more than the actual work.
So what did you do after?
I walked back to the office. I had a coffee at my desk, and I did not talk to anyone for the first 10 minutes. It was the calmest afternoon I have had in weeks.
Okay, so I have a story that goes with this, but first I want to ask, have you ever noticed that some people treat eating alone like a confession?
Like a confession?
Yeah. You say, I am eating at my desk today, and suddenly everyone gets a little quiet, like you just said something heavy.
Oh my God, yes. Like you announced a divorce or something.
Exactly. So, Jess, our friend Jess.
The same Jess? The Jess who yesterday asked why you had so many water bottles?
That is the one. She started doing a thing about a month ago. Every day at noon, she eats lunch alone at her desk for 30 minutes. No laptop, no Slack, no scrolling.
Wait, Jess? the Jess who used to be on her phone during dinner?
That Jess. And the first week, she told me it was rough. She kept wanting to check her phone. She kept thinking she was missing something.
I would feel the same way.
Yeah. But by the second week, she said something interesting. She said it was the best 30 minutes of her workday. Not the most productive, the best.
That is a different sentence.
Right. She was not optimizing. She was not even resting. She was just sitting with her food and letting the day pass through her.
That sounds kind of nice, actually.
It does. But the funny part is, when she told people about it, the reactions were wild. Her manager asked if she was okay. Her coworker said, "Are you sure? You seem distant lately." Like eating alone meant something was wrong with her.
Wow.
So Jess had a small sentence she started using. She would say, "Oh, I am just recharging. I will be back at 2. And she said recharging was the magic word. People stopped asking.
That is so true. Recharging is an office-approved word for please leave me alone for 30 minutes.
Right. We have all these polite words for I need a break. But the moment you say I am eating by myself, suddenly everyone acts like a worried friend.
Okay, but here is the part I want to dig into. Jess was eating at her desk. You said you had a story too. What is yours?
Right. Okay, so I am not Jess. I am not brave enough for the desk thing yet. But last Thursday, I did something small. After work, instead of going to the loud coffee place downstairs, I went to the quiet one 2 blocks further. I sat there for 40 minutes. I drank a coffee out of that chipped green mug I keep mentioning.
The chipped green mug.
The chipped green mug. And I just sat. I read a magazine. I did not look at my phone. I did not check work. I just sat.
And how did that feel?
It felt like the first 10 minutes of a Sunday morning, except it was a Thursday evening. And I realized that I had been treating alone time as something that only happened on weekends. And weekends are already crowded.
Crowded with what?
Crowded with what?
To who?
To my phone. To whatever was open on my laptop, to background noise. Wake-aiding deferent. And last Thursday, sitting in that quiet coffee shop, I thought, this is what I have been missing.
Yeah, I felt the same way at the ramen place.
And the magazine I was reading was something I would never pick up at home. It was one of those free architecture magazines from the coffee shop. I read it for 40 minutes. I am not even interested in architecture, but I did not skip a single page.
Why not?
Because nobody was asking me to do anything else. I had no emails to answer, no Slack to check. I just read about a bridge in Copenhagen for 40 minutes.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, when was the last time I read something for 40 minutes straight? I could not remember.
That is a long time to focus on one thing.
It really is. Okay, I am now realizing that alone is doing a lot of work in both our stories. It is not really about being alone. It is about being uninterrupted. Yes, exactly. Alone plus uninterrupted is a very specific thing, and it turns out it is also very small. You do not need a big trip. You do not need a cabin in the woods. You just need 30 minutes and a closed door.
Speaking of which, let me ask you something. What do you call that kind of meal? Solo lunch? Eating alone?
I usually say solo lunch. It sounds less lonely than eating alone.
Less lonely. Good distinction. Okay. Let us do word power. We have got 10 words today. Are you ready?
I am ready. Bring it.
Number one, solo.
Solo. Adjective. It means you are doing something by yourself, but in a confident way. I took a solo lunch today. You can also use it for trips, hobbies, anything you do alone on purpose. She booked a solo trip to Lisbon. Same word, same confident feeling.
Nice. We will hear this one again later. Nice. Number two, to dine.
To dine, verb, a little more formal than to eat. You would say it for a slightly nicer meal. I dined at the ramen place. Sounds funny, but it works. You can also use it for nicer dinners at home. We dined in tonight. A small upgrade on a normal sentence.
It does sound funny. Number three, to treat yourself.
To treat yourself. Phrase, it means doing something small and nice just for you. I treated myself to a coffee after. You can also say, I treated myself to a real lunch today. It does not have to be expensive. The size of the treat does not matter. The intention does.
Good. Number four, on purpose.
On purpose. Phrase, it means doing something intentionally, not by accident. I skipped the group lunch on purpose. You can also say, I came early on purpose to avoid the line. It is a small phrase that says, I meant to do that. Very useful when you are explaining a choice to a friend.
Five, to recharge.
To recharge. Verb, like a battery, it means getting your energy back. I needed 30 minutes to recharge. You can also use it for evenings, weekends, even a long shower. I am going to recharge this weekend. It is a friendlier word than rest. It sounds active, not lazy.
Six, company.
Company, noun. The people you are with, or sometimes the feeling of not being alone. I enjoyed the company of my soup.
That is a great sentence. You can also say, I had good company tonight, or she is great company. Same word, very different feeling. From soup to a person, the word does not mind.
Seven, weekday. Weekday, noun, Monday through Friday. I do this on weekdays, not weekends. You can also say, I save that show for weekdays, or Tuesday is my favorite weekday. A small word that tells people when something is happening in your week. Very common in work talk.
Eight, to order.
To order. Verb, to ask for your food at a restaurant. I ordered the regular bowl, no egg. You can also use it at a coffee shop. I ordered a large coffee, no sugar, or for takeout. I ordered dinner for delivery. Very flexible. Whenever you ask for something to be made or brought, this word works.
Nine, cozy.
Cozy, adjective, warm, comfortable, soft, like a small hug from your room. The ramen shop was so cozy, you can also use it for people. She is cozy to sit next to. Or for weather, it was a cozy, rainy afternoon. Anywhere you want to say soft and warm, this word fits.
10. Quiet.
Quiet. Adjective or noun, no noise, calm. I sat in the quiet for 35 minutes. You can also use it for people. She is a very quiet coworker. Or for a place. I am looking for a quiet coffee shop. Very useful when you want to escape the noise of a normal day.
Okay, those are your 10 words for today. Let us use them in a sentence. Ready?
Ready.
Last Tuesday, I dined solo on a weekday. Ordered my favorite dish on purpose, and sat in the cozy quiet of the ramen shop. No company, no phone, just me, treating myself to 35 minutes to recharge.
That is the most peaceful sentence I have ever heard.
And it is all 10 words in one breath. Okay, before we wrap, real talk. Okay, before we wrap, real talk.
All right, real talk. I want to ask you something, and I want a real answer.
Okay.
If I asked you to eat one meal a week, completely alone, no phone, no book, no podcast, could you do it?
Honestly, the no podcast part is the hardest.
I know, but stick with me. One meal a week, just yours.
Yeah, I think I could. It is just one meal.
Right. And here is the thing. I do not think we need a big change. I do not think we need a fancy plan. We just need one meal, one tiny, ordinary meal.
Okay, so what are we telling people?
All right, take a breath. Here we go.
Takeaway one, pick one meal a week. Make it yours. Not a calendar block, not a fancy habit, just a meal, a bowl of ramen, a sandwich at your desk, a coffee at the quiet shop two blocks further. The point is not which meal. The point is that it is yours.
Takeaway two, give yourself permission to be the person eating alone. You are not sad. You are not avoiding people. You are just eating. Nobody at the restaurant is asking why you are there. And if they do, the answer is simple. I am just having lunch. That is the whole answer.
Takeaway three, the phone stays in your bag. This is the one that changes everything. The phone is the interruption. The bowl is the moment. Even if you only last 10 minutes without it, Those 10 minutes will be 10 real minutes. Real soup, real silence, real you.
Takeaway 4. See the silence differently. Silence is not awkward. It is not empty. It is the sound of you eating at your own speed. You will hear the soup. You will hear your own breath. You will hear the small thoughts you have been pushing past all morning.
Okay, halfway. Take a breath. We are halfway through. Takeaway 5. Order the dish you actually want, not the dish that is easy to share. This is a small joy. The dish you actually want is the one you will eat slow. The dish you can share is the one you will eat fast. Pick the slow one today.
Takeaway 6. Be a little kinder to the version of you that needs quiet. That version is not broken. That version is the one who actually hears the day. Stop apologizing for that version. Buy it a small lunch instead.
Right. And notice how none of these takeaways require a budget, a calendar app, or a new habit tracker. It is just one meal. Takeaway 7. Tiny joy. After your solo meal, treat yourself to one small thing. A coffee. A mint. A walk around the block. Let the meal have an after. Let it not be rushed. The after is where the meal actually lands.
Takeaway 8. If you really like eating with people, keep doing it. This is not a stop eating with others episode. It is a you are allowed to eat alone too episode. Both can be true. Lunch with friends on Saturday. Solo lunch on Tuesday. The week has room for both.
Exactly. We are not canceling group lunch. We are adding solo lunch. It is a plus, not a minus. Takeaway 9. The pace of a meal is yours. You can eat slow. You can drink the soup to the bottom. You can take 40 minutes. Nobody is timing you. And if you finish before 40 minutes, that is fine too. Stay for the coffee.
Takeaway 10. If a chipped green mug works for coffee, a chipped green bowl works for ramen. The point is not the dish. The point is the ordinary moment you gave yourself. And next Tuesday, that moment can be lunch.
All right, that is a lot. Let me try to land this, and I mean really land it, not just float.
Please.
Here is the thing. We spend so much of our day performing for other people, at work, at lunch, at dinner. And somewhere along the way, we forgot that one of the smallest acts of self-care is just eating slowly by yourself.
Yeah.
So if you do one thing this week, just do this, pick one meal, sit down, phone in the bag, order what you actually want, and eat at your own speed. That is it. That is the whole show in one small bowl.
I love that.
Sit down. Just yours. Just eat. All right. That is our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.